that photoresponsive. Coumarin nanoparticles in class, one of our professors brought up the use of coumarin as opposed to other organic compounds that can kind of do the have similar effects in the human body. So I was wondering why coumarin was used, whether it's just best or more affordable or things like
that. So for us it was, you know, partially has to do with the accessibility of the chemistry.
Okay.
And so the chemistry, so we're not per se chemists. And so the chemistry for us was easy enough to be able to tag these molecules to a polymer. So we could get coumarin with the appropriate, we could buy it actually with the appropriate functional group to allow us to react it with the end groups of the PCL. And what we were really just looking for, there is a photoresponsive marker, and it didn't have to be coumarin, but certainly one that was, you can kind of turn on and turn off, and that's what we wanted. And in fact, you know, coumarin may not be, or probably is not the ideal, because if you can recall the wavelengths in which we actually had to do the excitation was in UV. And UV may not be that safe with respect to trying to, you know, shine UV light on cells or, you know, or living systems. And so if you could get similar compounds that would be responsive to, say, maybe long wavelength lights, you know, an IR range, then you'd probably be better off. So we were, in that case, just really trying to do proof of concept on this reversibility.
the photoresponsive coumarin nanoparticles in class, one of our professors brought up the use of coumarin as opposed to other, organic compounds that can kind of do the, have similar effects in the human body. So I was wondering why coumarin was used, whether it's just best or more affordable or things like
that. Yeah, so for us it was, partially has to do with the accessibility of the chemistry.
Okay.
And so the chemistry, so we're not per se chemists. And so the chemistry for us was easy enough to be able to tag these molecules to a polymer. So we could get coumarin with the appropriate, we could buy it actually with the appropriate functional group to allow us to react it with the end groups of PCL. And what we were really just looking for, there is a photoresponsive marker, and it didn't have to be coumarin, but certainly one that was, you can kind of turn on and turn off. And that's what we wanted. And in fact, coumarin may not be, or probably is not the ideal, because if you can recall the wavelengths in which we actually had to do the excitation was in UV, and UV may not be that safe with respect to trying to, shine UV light on cells or living systems. And so if you could get similar compounds that would be responsive to, say, maybe long wavelength lights in an IR range, then you'd probably be better off. So we were, in that case, just really trying to do proof of concept on this reversibility.